The leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah movement says Saudi Arabia was behind last month's twin bomb attack on the Iranian embassy in Beirut. Said Hassan Nasrallah told the Lebanese TV channel that he has no doubt that the Al-Qaeda-affiliated group, which claimed responsibility for the attack, was linked to the Saudi intelligence agency. Nasrallah also noted that the blasts, which targeted the Iranian embassy in South Beirut, were related to Saudi Arabia's anger towards Iran and its failure in Syria. Saudi Arabia has supported and funded the insurgent groups fighting against the Syrian government. The November 19th embassy bombings left 25 people dead and over 150 injured. Foreign-backed insurgents in Syria have kidnapped 12 nuns from a convent in the Christian town of Maalula. Local authorities say the insurgents have taken the nuns to the nearby town of Yabrud. There's no word on the fate of the nuns, but militants are usually known to kill people they kidnap. The insurgents have entered Maalula several months after they were pushed out of the historic town. The Syrian army has been battling the insurgents in the regions near the capital Damascus. The army has cleared many towns and villages of the insurgents. Sources close to the militants have admitted that government forces have been making significant gains near Damascus and elsewhere in the country. Mark Glenn, political commentator, joins me from Idaho. Voice Thoughts, welcome. So, Mr. Glenn, why is it that these so-called insurgents, which unfortunately call themselves Muslim, are attacking and kidnapping people from other faiths?
Well, I think the first thing that we need to keep in mind here is that these rebels, these terrorists, whatever we want to call them, wild dogs, if you prefer, you know, they are acting under orders, and they would not be doing what they were doing had they not been given specific instructions from the United States and from Israel. These nuns were targeted because they were nuns. And I believe at this point it is because the United States and Israel has suffered such a devastating public relations defeat in terms of Syria and in terms of these rebels, that what they are trying to do here is, on their way out of what has been this deliberately inflicted act of war against Syria, is that they want to make sure to paint Islam in a bad light before they finally cut off all funding and all support for these groups. So having this, having these thugs do this to these holy women, it would be just the perfect exclamation point to put at the end of this, in order to leave in the impression of Western minds that Islam is violent, it's intolerant against Christianity and other religions, which in fact anyone who has studied Islam knows that this is blatantly untrue.
Well, of course, we know that these nuns were Christian, of course, but if, for example, if Jews became the victim of such terrorism, how would you think the West would react, in particular Israel?
Oh, absolutely. If these had been religious Jews, particularly women who had been subjected to this, why, the American F-16s would already be in the air on their way to Syria to find whoever the guilty parties were who are responsible for this. And I think that that really is the message to be gleaned from this, is that, again, this is being done under the direction of Israel. It's being done under the direction of the United States. Remember, supposedly, the entire war on terror and all the millions of lives that have been lost, one of the pillars upon which all of this was based was the notion that Islam was intolerant, and so we have to teach these people a lesson. And yet, look what is taking place presently. We have these women who have devoted their lives to God, who are being subjected to this type of religious intolerance being directed from Washington, D.C. and from Tel Aviv.
Indeed. Mark Glenn, political commentator from Idaho, as always, thanks for your thoughts there, sir.